it's not only the first day of the week, it's the best day of the week because you've got an entire week ahead of you to mess it up, to make it great, to do whatever you want. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Monday to you, and I'd love to hear from you today on our poll question. Do you think that Biden's going to put a lid on it, put a lid on the debate? Is that like put a ring on it? No. Put a lid on it and cancel or not show up or have a medical issue? Yes or no? 884-9910 is the talk and text line. We've got a lot of issues to look over for the general election. If you have any questions, just go to your line. Go to your county's webpage. Okay, so Lyon County, Douglas County, so on and so forth. Because this is a serious issue for this election. Not only our ballot questions, but the people that we're electing and voter fraud. So we'll be getting into a huge story that I haven't heard covered a whole lot right after we go to the phone lines and check in with Ryan this morning. Ryan wants to check in with us. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today? Thanks for calling the show. Do we have Ryan?
I'm here.
There you are.
Hello.
What's up, Ryan?
I hope you had a good weekend.
I hope you did too.
Well, I think because of what's been going on lately, that the Democrats and the PACs are not going to let people forget what Mitch McConnell has been doing lately with the Senate. And I don't see the Republicans keeping the Senate this time, because I think they're going to push really hard and say, look what Mitch McConnell did. He lied about the fact of, like, you know, not waiting until the new to not let your vote to have new Supreme Court justice and all us. I think that was a nail in the coffin for Republicans holding on to the Senate.
I don't think it was, Ryan. Thanks for the call and your opinion on that. But I don't think it was, because you know what? Schumer has lied. Pelosi has lied. They all lie and say they're going to do something. But surprise, you know, Democrats wanted a wall between the border. Mitch McConnell saying something about the Senate or about the Supreme Court, just it doesn't mean anything. You play the game. Whoever has the most votes wins. But she will be confirmed before there's a new Senate in place. So does it matter? I don't know. I'm not too concerned about it. You know, you have to ask yourself questions. Why did Barack Obama go to Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and ask her to retire so they could elect someone for her seat? Why did he do that? And why did she not say yes? Interesting. The things that we know and what we don't know going on at our federal level would blow your mind. Blow your mind. The things that I go through every single night, the 8 to 10 hours I spend doing my research online, doesn't even cut the tip of the iceberg. When you're looking at education, when you're looking at the courts, when you're looking at, Health and Human Services, when you're looking at the military, when you're looking at the relationship that we have with other countries around the world, our allies, the money and the time that we put into the WHO, the UN, it's ridiculous. I don't care who you are, where you're from, or what you're talking about, I want smaller government. I want a promise from a presidential candidate who will get in there and start getting rid of all of these agencies that are not needed to put burdensome regulations on the states. Water, agriculture, education, health, it should all be handled by the states. There are some things that could be done federally, but that aren't, that are left to the states. Like the DMV. Hello? It's usually the same rules and regulations. Why do we have state DMVs? Why don't we just have a United States driving license? What, just because I have one in Nevada doesn't mean I can't drive into California? It's ridiculous. Same thing with gun concealment. I can carry in this state, but I can't in this one. I can carry in this one. And it's ridiculous. But you made me digress. I have no problems whatsoever with what Mitch McConnell said way back when, because guess what? Every single election, these guys' opinions seem to be different. I really didn't want to bring this up, but I guess I have to. We are living in such a dangerous time. There is a situation going on now with Project Veritas. And whether you believe in hidden cameras or getting people on tape and, you know, not saying, hey, I'm recording you, I'm not really worried about it anymore, because it seems as though we're only going to get the truth when people are caught off guard. And so personally, I wholeheartedly support Project Veritas. The issue right now is that they have been working on a story, and what comes out of this is a very, very large misappropriation of votes and ballots. I knew this was happening, but it's very hard to get people to understand and believe that you're not just doing this for your party. Project Veritas has been working on a ballot harvesting racket to show this massive group out of Minnesota. And on Sunday, James O'Keefe, who is the founder of PV, released the video that they have been working on. Finally, it is apparently a very sophisticated ballot harvesting scheme. And what it does is it targets a certain group of people. This one happens to be, now, even though I'm saying a certain ethnic or group, picture every other group out there. Families from Mexico who may have someone here illegally. Families that don't speak the language. Could be Russian. It could be Hispanic. It could be Somali. This scheme targeted mostly Somali-born seniors in Minneapolis. They were bullied. They were intimidated. They were paid whatever you can imagine possible, they did. And they took these seniors' absentee ballots. And the person taking them Mohammed Osman seems to be the brother of a Minneapolis city council member. See how this kind of all ties in? So he's caught on tape saying, numbers don't lie, numbers don't lie. You can see my car, it's full. All these here, absentee ballots, can't you see? Now this video was recorded back in July. Look at all these. My car is full. All these are for Jamal Osman. We got 300 today for Jamal Osman only. Without videos like this from groups like Project Veritas, getting these videos of the criminals, and they are criminals, saying on camera, money is the king in this world. A campaign is driven by money. That doesn't mean taking in your donations. That means putting the money out there, buying ballots, or just taking them. Literally, he talks about going into housing complexes before the Minnesota primary on August 8th, knock on the door. Has your ballot come? Give it to me. That's what the political operative is saying. This is horrendous. How many people's votes have been stolen, have been bought and paid for? Now, the kicker on all of this, because you always ask yourself, how in the hell did she ever get elected to Congress? Because all of this connects to Ilhan Omar. Yep. That's even the title of the story. Explosive undercover video connects Ilhan Omar campaign to major fraud allegations. Voter fraud. So maybe we don't have to ask ourselves anymore, how in the hell did she get elected to Congress? We know exactly how she got elected to Congress. And unfortunately, this is just the one video that we do have, the one campaign connection we do have. It now puts into question for me all of the other people who have been elected to represent their communities who have no love of this country, who have no interest in protecting the Constitution of the United States of America. And I'm not just talking about AOC and Omar and all the other, the squad. I'm talking about people like Nancy Pelosi. That you wonder, how can San Francisco be such a trash area? And yet they keep electing Nancy Pelosi. Maybe they never did. We'll be back with your thoughts and comments after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It is 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J Show, your show. So let's make it your show and go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Martin this morning. Hi, Martin. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today? Martin, you there? Okay. I think we've lost Martin. So let's go on to Mike. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling in today.
Hi, Monica. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Yeah. The problem is the federal government and the IRS controls all our money, so we can't really do much. Before the Civil War, the states would send a small amount of money to the government for operations. Now they take all our money, and the states have to beg for it to come back. You know, I think you have Bruce, who's really a constitutional scholar and teaches constitutional stuff. He calls in all the time. You should have him
Bruce
come
Parks.
On one day and talk about all that, you know, about how the federal government got control of all this darn money of ours.
Because the presidents just keep creating. Who was it? Carter. Didn't he create the Department of EPA?
Yes, I believe
you
so.
It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous that our senators and congresspeople are supporting actions like that. And I feel like we're just going to keep getting more. You know, I mean, all my love for Trump, but he just started the Space Force. Why do we need a Space Force? Why can't that just be in the Air Force? It's air.
Is
space.
It's already been there for many, many years.
It just finally got. Actually, it was there under Nixon and then got defunded, deprogrammed, whatever, went underground. And then now he's just given it recognition again so they can get billions and billions of dollars. So,
yeah. And then Osman's kind of a weird name for somebody who's Muslim. I go, you know, Osama bin Laden, his code name was Osman. So is this somebody that works for the CIA? Yes.
Hmm.
I don't think there's a lot of Donny Osmonds and stuff over there in any of the Muslim countries.
I don't know. Donny was a traveler, so we'll have to look into that. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call today. I appreciate your time and checking out the show as well. All right. I think we have somebody else on the line at 884-9910. That's our talk and text. So if you want to text me as well, that's the way to do it, because in just minutes after we take our next Fox News break, we are going to have a special guest joining us, and that is Mark Lauder, who is with the Trump campaign, and he is the director of strategic communications. Wow. I am so happy with what's been going on, the nominations that we've gotten for the Supreme Court. How Trump is doing going into this election. It's so amazing to listen to the left that, oh, Biden is ahead and all of this other garbage, when you can see the pictures. You can see the support behind Biden and you can see the support behind Trump. Because it's those supporters. It's not the money who is going to, well, unless you're in Minnesota, I guess, pull that lever or fill that ballot out. It is the American people. We just have to make sure that it's the American people's votes who are getting counted. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Darylin, I believe. Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, it's Daryl Lynn.
Oh, Daryl Lynn. Okay.
Daryl, yeah.
Hi, Daryl Lynn.
Oh, hi. So I just have a question. I have been listening to you guys, and every once in a while, the Douglas County pops in and says they need help, volunteers for the ballot stuffing. And I'm thinking, okay, I can volunteer, but I have to be from Douglas County, and I didn't get have my pad right here and my pen. Sometimes I can't get the address.
Oh, all you have to do for Douglas's website, actually, I'm sitting here looking at it right now.
Okay.
DouglasGOP.org.
Org. Okay.
Yep. And there.
So I'm in Lyon County. I can help.
You just have to contact the county offices.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people work in different counties, but you know.
Okay.
To volunteer, you just volunteer. I don't think you have to be of any specific county, because we have people from Clark County come up and help, you know, knock on doors here. Okay. And we send people down to Clark. We need to send more people to Clark County and start knocking on doors, because we got to flip that county red. So, which I know. Might seem impossible.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I just got a door hanger from the group that is pulling for Trump, but it's the Christian group. And anyways, I tried to get a hold of them, because I told them I could get 200 of those put on door knockers here, send them to me, but I haven't heard back. But this is a pretty cool door knocker.
Yeah, so. To me, this is a great way to contact people and give them the information personally, because all of the garbage I keep getting in the mail seems to all be from the Democrats. And it's just like, it's comical. If they think that is actually going to get me to vote Democrat, it's just
right.
It's like, know your audience, right?
I have a zipper. I just put it right in the zipper.
That's right in. Oh, okay. Daryl Lynn, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Okay.
You're very welcome. Right. Thanks for calling the show. Huh. You know, even if it's giving you a web address, you know, please, you are welcome to call into the show for anything. Well, except, I don't know. Marital advice? Now I'll give that too. You can call into the show for anything. But this is how you do it. You volunteer your time. Go to your county. Go to wherever. If you're working in a different county, go to the website for that county's GOP and just volunteer. It's that simple. Making phone calls, walking districts. They all need your help. Because Democrats, they seem to have free-flowing money. On the other hand, Republicans, we work hard for our money, so it's hard to separate it from us. So we like to volunteer our hours instead. Okay, we'll be back after this Fox News break with Mark Lauder, from the Trump campaign, right after this to talk about Amy Coney Barrett. You're going to be hearing a lot of that name lately, or very shortly. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
We're right there, 991fmtalk.com on the podcast. And love to have you share it with your friends and your family, because, well, they might learn something. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Friday's poll, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, was, should judges on SCOTUS have term limits? If yes, how long? 46% of those participating in the poll said no. Keep it a lifetime appointment, which Ruth Bader Ginsburg took literally. 22% said yes, 15 years. 14% said yes, 20 years. 4% for 25 years, and 14% for 30 years on the Supreme Court. Today's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, is, do you think Joe Biden will put a lid on the debate and cancel? Might not be Joe. Might be Nancy, the way that she's always talking. The woman just drives me nuts. What can I say? The things that come out of her mouth are just incredible. Let's go to the phone lines, because we have a very special guest on our talk and text lines at 884-9910, and that is Mark Lauder, who is the Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump campaign. Mark, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Amy Coney Barrett, the choice has been made, and Democrat heads are exploding everywhere. Do you think that this is going to be as contentious a confirmation process as it was for Brett Kavanaugh?
Well, I mean, you have to think that they will be, because, I mean, Democrats really don't know anything except for sideshow circuses. They know they can't stop this nomination because of rules they originally changed and were warned not to change. And then now here they find themselves in that exact same position. And you know, you got to think about it. I mean, we're talking about a woman. She would be the first Supreme Court justice that's the mother of school-age children. I mean, about time we had some moms on the Supreme Court. I mean, it really brings to life, and it reminds me because when I worked in the White House, the president named Sarah Sanders, who was the first mother to be the White House press secretary. The current press secretary and dear friend of mine, Kayleigh McEnany, has got a baby at home. And she still serves as the press secretary. I mean, it's a man who's working hard for moms.
I hate you for pointing that out. I forgot that she had a baby, and she looks so fabulous. I mean, that's just, it's like, oh, man.
I don't know how she does it, keeps it all together, but she does.
You know, you're right, Mark. Had Amy Coney Barrett, what she stands for now, who she is now, had she been nominated 30 years ago, everybody would have been praising the decision on both sides of the aisle.
Well, and you even see those who are in the legal community. You see a lot of her former colleagues, whether when she was a Supreme Court clerk or clerking in one of the circuit courts. You see law school professors and her colleagues at law schools that were saying, I don't agree with her judicial philosophy, but she is, you know, she's an immensely qualified and remarkably talented lawyer and woman. And they're like, and she deserves to be on the United States Supreme Court. That's what this is supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be about politics. And yet the Democrats cannot help themselves. I mean, let's remember that, you know, it was Senator Feinstein who questioned her during her confirmation hearing on the Court of Appeals, saying that her Catholic, she was too rooted in her Catholic faith to serve as a judge. I mean, I thought that stuff went out with Kennedy, but apparently
well,
not.
Well, and I thought that was in the rules that that was not supposed to be an issue.
Well, as we know, and look, this won't surprise you. The Democrats will change the rules the second that it benefits them, or you know, or the current rules work against them. I mean, they're the ones who've already said they're going to stack the Supreme Court if they get to take power. They're going to eliminate the Electoral College, eliminate the filibuster, eliminate energy jobs. I mean, they're all about changing the rules when it suits their political needs.
I'm pretty sure that when you get elected to all of these offices and you get to start to appoint people, you actually pledge an oath to protect the Constitution, which all of this goes against. Well, obviously, I think she's an outstanding choice, and I can't wait for the confirmation and get her on the court. But let's talk about what happens tomorrow night. I'm so excited because I'm having a viewing party either way, whether he shows up or not. We'll make it a Trump celebration if he doesn't. But
yeah, they should have told me I'd have come out. I'm going to one in La Crosse, Wisconsin tomorrow night.
Hey, you're always welcome in Reno. What can I say? But what do you think? Is he going to show up?
Oh, he'll show up. I have no doubt that he'll show up. But here's the thing, and I understand that a lot of people are, you know, will he remember how many grandkids he has? Will he remember the Declaration of Independence or the Pledge of Allegiance? I'm not as really much as concerned about the style and his performance as I am the actual things he's going to be talking about. I mean, this is a guy who proposed raising taxes by $4 trillion. That's twice as much as even Hillary Clinton. And I was reminding somebody down in, you know, another one of the fair cities there in Nevada, you take $4 trillion out of the economy, that's $4 trillion less to be spent at your hotels and your casinos and your resorts and all of your vast entertainment facilities. That's less money out of corporate budgets for conventions and conferences, those that you guys put on so brilliantly. I mean, people need to think about that. And then when you look at all the other stuff they're doing, you know, with their radical energy policies, you just have to look next door to California, where they're telling people to turn their air conditioning up or off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's going to be blackouts. Now, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure you don't want to be turning your air conditioning off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Reno in July.
Well, what concerns me even more is my family lives in the mountains where they always get these power shutoffs and they get the notices, and my mother's power is off right now. So fortunately, we have a generator for them. But there's medical equipment in the house. And when that medical equipment goes out, they have to go into the city and find someplace else to stay because of this. It's ridiculous. And this is not the way any state in this country should be managed. We see this new Project Veritas video from Minnesota. How are people going to be able to trust elections with all of this voter fraud that is actually being caught on tape now?
Well, and it shouldn't shock anybody. I mean, you know, the mainstream media loves to say that there's no evidence of voter fraud and then ignore the evidence of voter fraud that's right in front of their faces. There was also a story recently out of New York where a Democrat operative said, yes, vote by mail is fraudulent, he specialized in doing it. And he would capture these envelopes, steam them open in 30 seconds, and change the person's vote. He said he did it on a large scale. So that's why you see us fighting so hard. And we're fighting, you know, your radical governor in Nevada, who, you know, they're actually talking about allowing votes to be cast after Election Day and counted as long as they arrive by the end of the week. I mean, in what kangaroo court do you get to wake up the next morning and see how many votes you need and then go out and manufacture them and get them? That's what the Democrats are willing to do.
A court that is run by Democrats when, you know, it's not supposed to be Democrat or Republican on the court system. It's supposed to be just fair justices abiding by the Constitution. But let's go back to Biden for just a second here. And, you know, I thank you for putting out a little bit of the platform there, because we haven't really heard anything from the Harris-Biden, you know, campaign about what they are going to stand for. That it's all just been about bashing Trump and what he has done, in their opinions, wrong. What is the master plan for the Democrats?
Well, that's the big key, because, you know, every time they don't want to talk about policy, because every time they talk about policy, they lose voters. Whether it's the tax increases, the horrible energy plans that are going to put people out of work, whether it's the fact that Joe Biden has a history and has already said that he's going to undo so much of the beneficial trade deals that the president has tried to reach with China, and he's going to continue to be soft on China. He's going to turn his back and go back to the weak policies of supporting Cuban dictators and Venezuela. I mean, these are horrible policies that Joe Biden ignored. I mean, he also calls police the enemy. And he stood by, and said, I want to take money away from police departments. I mean, these are just some of the radical things that he has said. And there's a reason why they don't want him talking. And then he just comes, he reads from his teleprompter, and he leaves. Because every time he talks policy, voters shake their head and realize, this is a man, and this is a party. The Democrat Party of your parents and grandparents is gone. This is not the party of the working man anymore. I mean, Joe Biden is the reason why our jobs are going overseas. He's not the guy to bring them back.
Yeah. And I don't mean to make people panic, but or sound like Hillary Clinton when she said, whose, you know, finger do you want on the button, or who do you want answering the phone at 3 a.m.? But with the whole, you know, possibly clearing out the embassy in Iraq, that concerns me with all the things that the Iranian militia is doing, that people haven't really paid attention to anything that's going on with Pompeo on that side of the world.
No, and they really don't like talking about, you know, the strong leadership of the president on the foreign stage and the benefits that it has actually had. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that the New York Times was running front page articles going, you know, who's Jared Kushner and why is he qualified to negotiate, you know, Mideast peace? But here we are in the last couple of weeks. We've had the first new peace deals in the Middle East with Israel since 1994, and more are likely on the way. It's because this president doesn't view things through the lens of what the country has always done. He just wants to make sure that the right thing is done and we get there and get it done. He's not worried about how we get there. Let's just get it done.
And Democrats won't believe it because Kerry said it will never happen, ever, 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 ever.
Why should we listen to him? He gave millions of dollars to Iran.
Exactly, exactly. Mark Lauder, thank you so much for joining us today and bringing us a little enlightenment on what's going to be going on the stage tomorrow night. And I keep my fingers crossed. I hope he does show up, because it's going to be a great sight to see our president being out there, being so strong and so right on everything. So Mark Lautner, the Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump campaign, you have a wonderful time at the viewing party that you get to go to instead of being here in Reno with us.
I'll be out there soon, I promise.
Okay, thanks, Mark. You know, this is the thing. Whether it goes on or not, we're still having the parties, because we are going to celebrate our president. And if you think that he is not your president, guess what? You're wrong. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the show with just a little bit of fun here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3, FM Talk.
So, What did I mean by fun? Fun is giving stuff away on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk on the Monica Jay Show. I want you to be outfitted for the debate. So if you don't have your Trump hat yet, you know what? And just in case you're not going to a viewing party so you can have a party amongst yourself, how about a dozen donuts too from Doughboys Donuts? So the first three callers right now at 884-9910, you get your Trump hat and you get a dozen donuts from Doughboys. How about that? Sound good? 884-9910, the first three callers. Good luck to you. And of course, operators are standing by. I have to thank my audience, especially Vance, always keeping me in line and correct. It was not CATA that started the EPA. It was actually Tricky Dicky. Yep. Nixon started it in 1970 when he came up with the idea. Yeah, right. And then signed the executive order. Carter came up with the Department of Education. Another one that needs to go away. Another one. This is the thing. If you want to have departments like that, that's fine. But make it as an advisory, not as these full-on dictatorships, which these departments turn into. Let the states handle their business. We've got to stop with the unfunded mandates that are just crushing the states. We've got to stop with these surveys and studies by these so-called professionals on how our kids should be growing up, what they should be learning. They should be learning the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all that good stuff. But that's left up to the parents now, because the school systems, all they teach is the jibber jabber, the feelings, the virtue signaling, the things that are not going to get kids to where they want to go in the future. Again, I tell you, if you want to protect your kids from becoming Antifa, becoming people that participate in things like the BLM, then you need to look in to the Sunrise Movement. They're right here in Reno. If your child is a part of the Sunrise Movement, if your school is a part of the Sunrise Movement, you need to really look into the organization and get your kids out of it. Because they're doing this all under the guise of environmentalism, protecting the earth, creating just hundreds and thousands more little Greta Thunbergs out there that don't know squat. Hey, congratulations to Dale, Brad, and Todd. Dale, Brad, and Todd were the first three callers, and they all got their Trump hats and a dozen donuts from Doughboys. Best donuts, I tell you. So wear your hat to your viewing party or just wear your hat. You know, I received a very disturbing email this morning that I hate to end the show with it, but it's a wake-up call. Hey, Monica, something happened to me personally on Sunday afternoon. I decided to go for a walk up at San Rafael Park, so Rancho San Rafael. I like to wear my Trump 2020 hat anytime I'm out. So I'm walking by, and this family is walking the other way, a mom and dad and young boy, probably 7 or 8. Well, I hear him tell his parents as they pass, he's wearing that hat. I don't like racists. I didn't hear the parents' response, but I was completely struck by the comment. Incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that with me, Joe. Because that's where racism is taught. It's taught in the home. And those parents have obviously already taught their young child to hate. To hate somebody else because of their opinion. To hate somebody else from the clothes they wear. To hate somebody else from the color of their skin. Yeah. Because if you don't think there are radical black parents out there teaching their kids to hate white people, whitey, then you really don't get what's going on. The majority of people, we live under the rule of love. But we can't say that for everybody. Love you. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.